My mom became a Christian just before she had children, so my first exposure to God and His Word was through our daily family devotions. She prayed scripture over us. She taught us to take God at His Word. Also, she exposed us to Christian community through church. As I grew older, others began to invest in me. My Sunday school teacher, Chika, took a particular interest in me. She helped me understand that Jesus wants me not just to know Him, but also to make Him known in my everyday life and relationships. My desire to walk alongside others really came from experiencing it myself. We're welcomed into people's homes, where love and grace were lived out in such a tangible way. It left a deep impression. So much so that when someone once asked me what I wanted to do in the future, my answer was simple: what they are doing. During my student years, I found myself pouring into friendships and helping other women dig deep into scripture, perhaps more than I focused on my studies. Students, please don't follow my example. Even now, I remain part of a close-knit and growing women's Bible study here in the UK. These days, with a family of my own, my husband Vin, and I see our home as our first ministry ground. Parenting has become one of the most significant places where I live out this calling, especially with my eldest son, Ogun. I'm learning that my greatest joy is to see my children walk in the truth. 3 John 4. Like Eunice and Lois, we read God's word to our children from infancy. 2 Timothy 1:5 and 3:14-15. Over time, Ogun began to understand the gospel for himself and chose to entrust his life to Jesus. I still remember when we read about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. He asked, "I've given my life to Jesus. Why aren't I baptized?" After talking it through, he took that step. Now we continue to encourage him to know God personally through scripture and prayer. We talk daily about what he's reading and how it shapes his life at school, with his younger brother, in his passions and dreams for football, and in the challenges of growing up, which seem to have come all too quickly. Walking alongside my son isn't just about Bible reading and prayer. One of the biggest ways we connect is through sport. That has meant dribbling in the park, standing on the sidelines in the cold, and even attempting to learn FIFA, PS5, though I'm still working on that. His passion for football has rubbed off on me so much that I've even joined the women's football team. It's been such a joy to meet him in the things he loves and to share life together in those moments. If I'm honest, walking alongside my son has also been one of the greatest tests of my faith. He sees me as I really am. There's no hiding. It's meant continually holding up my instincts and assumptions about parenting against what scripture teaches. I grew up with the idea that children were to be seen and not heard. But walking alongside my son has meant choosing closeness instead, listening to his worries, his stories, his fears, and his joys. We've been amazed by what he shares with us, and we trust God will continue to make our relationship a safe place for him. I'm also learning to trust God to soften me, to shape my character so that my son sees the life of Christ in me. And when I get it wrong, I apologize. I want him to know that I'm still being shaped by God too. We never intentionally set out to pass on a vision of walking alongside others, but our children have picked it up simply by watching us. They see people in our home. They see us encouraging others in their faith, sharing in both the joys and sorrows, and doing everyday life with those God has placed around us. In fact, they've grown to love so much that they don't enjoy it when it's just the four of us at home. They thrive in community. One of my son's best days ever was having 11 friends over for a play date. He simply loves people. And in that, we catch a glimpse of something beautiful. Our life lived alongside others can ripple into the next generation.